You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play Boys Against the Goals with Dom and Jeremy?
Yeah. Ready to play. Let's meet the players. Representing for the ladies today, it's Kelly. Kelly, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Morning.
What do you got going on today? Anything fun?
I'm actually off, but I took the rest of the week off because it's my birthday.
Oh, it's your birthday week.
Yeah.
In your birthday month.
So hopefully this goes well.
Yeah. I hope so. What day is actually your birthday?
My birthday is tomorrow.
That's fun.
Should I give her the two-word birthday song early since we probably won't talk to her tomorrow? I'll give you the two-word birthday song a day early. All right, Kelly?
Okay.
Here we go. Happy birthday. Okay, there you go.
Hey. I love that.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything fun for your actual birthday?
I'm just going to do brunch with my friends.
Brunch with my friends.
Brunch with friends.
Okay.
What's your go-to brunch item?
Ooh, definitely I go for some really sweet pancakes.
Oh, sweet pancakes. That was my nickname in high school.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or maybe one of those. Have you seen those stuffed French toast that they do now?
Oh, my God. Ooh,
yeah, those are good.
Yum. Don't go for the wimpy crepes, though. Go all in and get those thick.
I can't.
Get a thick bread.
Crepes taste okay, but they're too
you don't wimpy. You don't leave satisfied after
the crepe.
Yeah,
they're wimpy.
Yeah.
I think crepes, right, Kelly? I think crepes are a show-off dish. It's one of those things nobody really wants to eat them, but you kind of show off because you seem fancy.
You feel fancy, yeah. Put a strawberry drizzle on that.
Ooh, yeah.
Just give me a waffle. I mean, if you're going to go to that much trouble.
What would you say? How many crepes equals one pancake? About seven crepes, maybe?
Six or seven?
Yeah.
That's a good estimate.
Just go right for the pancake.
Huh. I'm with you.
Yeah.
How old are you turning tomorrow, Kelly?
I will be 26.
Nice.
Are you having that quarter life crisis that they talk about?
I'm trying not to, but no, I think I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you sound fine.
Have you got your whole life together? I mean, you got career, family, friends, lover. I mean, what's the story?
Lover?
Yeah, I feel like I have. I mean, no lover yet, but I am a teacher. And I made it through the pandemic, and I have very, very good friends and family, so I'm very happy.
Do you got your eye on one of your students' dads?
I wouldn't say not at the moment.
Not at the moment.
Hmm. But you have in the past?
But it could happen.
I mean, they're very handsome men.
Oh, you are diplomatic.
Very that nice. You are very good.
Listen, good luck to you today, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. You're going up against another guy named Jeremy. Hi, Jeremy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, sir.
Thank you for being on the program with us. What do you got going on today? What's your fun news item for today?
Oh, just driving to work.
Mm-hmm.
Does your mom call you Jer Bear? Just out of curiosity.
No, she does not.
What
does she call you?
Very awkward.
What do you say?
I just can't.
What does she call you, just out of curiosity?
Probably Jeremy.
Just Jeremy. Huh.
Jer. She calls me Jer.
Jer, yeah. My mom's big on the Jer Bear. Hey, Jer Bear.
That's just so adorable.
Isn't that cute?
Germs.
Germs?
That's preferred.
That's what your wife calls you, is germs?
Germs. No. The reason I married, she did not call me germs. She called me germs.
Did you get that whole thing in like elementary school, high school? They were like, ooh, Jeremy, stay away from him. He's Jeremy. You got that?
Mm-hmm.
I got that. I feel your pain, bud.
Where did you meet your wife? Was she a teacher at your kid's school? I
mean... She is a teacher, but no. We met on MySpace like 20.
Dang.
MySpace.
There's
oh
a throwback.
God.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
MySpace romance. That's great.
That's so good. Didn't Justin Timberlake buy MySpace?
Yeah, he turned it into like a music thing, didn't he? I don't know if it ever took off.
Yeah, that's always been a music thing, but I think he bought it. Huh. All right, listen, let's play the game. Here's how it works. I am going to ask Jeremy on the phone some questions that women are probably more likely to know the answer to Jeremy has, my Jeremy over here on the right, has questions for Kelly that generally guys are more likely to know the answer to. Best out of three will win. We'll get the point and the prize. If we're tied after three, we play sudden death overtime. So it's always pretty important who goes first, just in case it turns into sudden death. And today the ladies are first. Kelly, you are up.
All right, Teacher Kelly. Just double checking my answer here, make sure it's right. I need to know the Broncos' current record right now. I need wins, I need losses.
Oh, no.
Take a guess.
I think they have won 4 games and lost 3.
Already, yeah, no, you're they're 6-5.
Time was up anyway. 6-5.
6-5.
Well,
according to
Google, they're still alive for a playoff spot, Jeremy.
And I have watched every one of them.
Shut up.
I'm lying.
Jeremy, on the phone, we got to come up with different names. On the phone, you're just going to be Jer, okay?
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Jer, you're most likely to use purple shampoo if you have this hair color.
Blonde?
Take a guess. What'd you say?
Blonde.
That is correct.
Boom.
They say, both Jers, that purple shampoo acts as a toner to get rid of brassy tones and return your hair to a cooler, salon-fresh blonde.
I can't stand those brassy tones.
Brassy tones.
That'd be a great band name, wouldn't it?
The
All
brassy
trombones.
Tones.
All trombones.
The mighty, mighty brass tones.
Like it.
Kelly, what color is your hair?
My hair is brown. It's really dark brown.
Okay. So no purple shampoo for you, right?
Mm-mm.
No, but I have in the past.
Oh, okay. Back to Kelly.
Kelly, let's get in the Wayback Machine here a little bit. Actor / comedian Paul Rubens is better known by what stage name?
Oh, I have no idea. The Rubens?
That's a good guess.
I'll give you a hint. Ready?
She's 25. She's not going to know who Pee Wee Herman is.
You don't know who Pee Wee is?
I've heard of him.
So I say we got to get in the way back for that one.
Yeah, it's too way back for her.
Is it?
Jer, these famous... Well, wait a minute. If Jer gets this, the game is already over and the boys will be up 1-0 for the month. If he misses it, Kelly will have one more chance to tie it up. Jer, are you ready?
Ready.
These famous twins have a lifestyle brand called Elizabeth and James. Who are those twins?
Olsen?
Yeah, the game is over.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Yeah.
Their lifestyle brand is called Elizabeth and James.
Hmm. Good job, Jer.
Well, Jer wins. Okay. Kelly, it's your birthday week and you didn't get the point.
That's okay. I got to play, which was enough for me.
Oh, aren't you the sweetie? How long have you been listening to this show?
I actually have been listening to this show since I was in middle school with my mom. So, I don't know, over 10 years. We used to listen to it on the way to school. She would play it every morning. It was when Jane was on the show, too.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
You've
been listening a long, long time, and Jeremy and I both appreciate it very, very much.
Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Kelly's birthday week. Can I give her the prize?
Whoa.
Quit flirting with the other contestant, Jer.
He's married.
You're married.
That's up to you, buddy.
I mean, it's totally up to you. Yeah. I mean, the boys would get the point, but Kelly, you can give her the prize if you would like.
I just wanted to rep the boys. So, Kelly, happy birthday.
Wow, thank you.
That's so sweet. Jeremy's are so kind.
Has that ever happened before?
Yes, but this is nice today.
Kelly, you still do, don't hang up because we're going to tell you about your prize, but you still have to take your medicine. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Boys rule.
They do today.
Well, hold on.
You are absolutely charming, so hold on, and Josh will talk to you about that prize, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And happy birthday again. And Jer on the phone, what a good guy you are.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
But you put the boys up You you put the boys up for the month. So we appreciate you calling and playing. Have a great day, all right, my friend?
Yeah, thank you guys.
Later, bud.
All right, there you go.
Okay. Well, cool.
He just called in, took care of business, gave the prize to Sweet Kelly.
Gonna go live his life.
And then gets on with his life. Like, that's kind of funny to me.
Oh, cool.